Good morning, Kamcade! This is your mid-watch call with me, DJ Crooner. It's time to get you rocking and rolling with your night watch while the rest of us are quietly sleeping. Consider this your only warning to not fall asleep while on the watch. Doing so is grounds for a permanent rest, specifically 6 feet below from where you're standing right now. Blackwater Redux is an Eberron adventure written by Chrissy Nycorn and is available on DM's Guild. Once again, before we get started, we have to state our content warning disclaimer. There are some heavy military humor elements in this playthrough. This means that some humor might get too intense and or offensive. Listener discretion is advised. In the last episode, the troops had some mixed results with their first excursion. Let's find out how far they get with the new objective. Now, we do have to mention that the cast was going through a conflict with availability, so moving forward, everyone's availability was a little sporadic, but the fun is still there. And once again, the target audience for this playthrough is for those who are serving or did serve in the military. This episode is made by military for military. Enjoy the show and remember to switch out your socks regularly and stay hydrated. The last thing we need to mention is to remember that we're all people. It doesn't matter if you believe in red or blue, because when it comes to Blackwater Redux, you just might need that extremist next to you to make it home in time for tea.
Wow, we're all on today.
Huh? Yeah, holy shit, that's right.
What happened?
We're all on today.
Yeah, I know. First time in a long time.
I'm the cow udder walking one, that's weird.
I seen it.
Where did we leave off last time?
We're about to go into the, or up the river on the boat.
That
to
is
look for the
correct.
Next settlement.
He is correct. Hmm. Yeah, we were going to go on a patrol boat. We're going to try to contact the inhabitants and secure an alliance and look for the other patrol that went up there that never came back.
Yes.
And we had also gotten the Helm of Comprehending Languages and the Vicious Short Sword and 2 Sending Stones and some healing potions and an Elixir of Health.
Yes. Each.
Each.
No, that was not each. I know that.
Good one, Lenny.
Ship her back.
Good one, Lenny. I tried.
Yeah, what Lenny says goes, right?
No, we're not playing that game. That game. No. No. I am... No. Mm-mm.
Wow, something he doesn't want to do.
For some reason, Rock's not talking the rest of this session.
Are we going to play or what?
Well, I sent a GIF of an accurate reaction of how my character is most likely at the moment. Last I heard, like, scared stiff in the tent at the medic.
No, I think you were clear to that.
Yep, you were.
There, no,
it was just released. Claim bill of health.
There's an accurate GIF right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I don't even know what happened, y'all. What happened while I was passed out?
Oh, no, y'all left her alone with Hallie.
Yeah, the nurse.
The nurse.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we were gonna wait for her to go up the river.
Oh, no.
Yes.
That's too soon for my character.
Why?
To go up the river?
Oh, no.
Ding, 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 ding,
oh,
ding,
other
ding,
river.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah.
Oh, is that what's going on?
We're in the army, remember?
Yeah, remember, this is Apocalypse Now, not Deliverance.
Yeah, so we need some CCR plan?
Mm.
No?
Yeah, could.
Okay, so everybody is going back to the tent.
Hey, guys, let's go back to the tent and check on Marlena.
All right.
Oh, very well.
Going back to see Marlena, hanging out with Hallie.
Wait, is it Merlina or Marlena?
I thought it was
Merlina.
As in like Merlin.
Like Merlin.
Merlina.
Okay, Merlina is laying down. Hallie is, you know, she's worked over the concoction that she made with the herbs and everything, and everyone sees Merlina, you know, coming out of it. She's waking up. She's feeling, well, describe it, Merlina. How do you feel right now?
Recuperating.
All right, so she's feeling recuperating. How the hell you feel recuperating? And okay, so for the next 24 hours, Merlina, you're rolling at disadvantage.
Okay.
When you're doing perception checks.
Oh, boo.
All right. So y'all see, yeah. Merlina.
Hey, Merlina, how you feeling? You ready to get back on the job?
Most likely.
All right. Well, we got something lined up. We're ready to go. Just waiting on you.
Am I clear to go, Hallie?
Yeah, I think for this time you certainly are. Just take it easy. Don't stress yourself out too much, or else you might fall into another fit of fear and petrification. Come on, who the hell is it? Thelion, don't forget to look for them herbs and roots that I was looking, that I'm hoping y'all will find, okay?
Oh, I got your back, Hallie. Let's say Marlena does fall back into one of these fits. Is there like a, you got like a little something we can give her to, you know, keep her okay?
Let me see. Does she have anything she can give you? She goes over. She's, yeah. Hold on a second. Yeah, I certainly do. She goes to the back. See her digging into one of the, one of the cases back there and pulls out a healer's kit.
Ooh.
She goes, yeah, this will hold you over for about a week. After that, all the ingredients in there are kind of going to go bad. So hopefully you don't have to use it, but if you do, there you go.
Ah, oh, you're the best. You know what? We're going to take really good care of each other, so hopefully we won't need to use this at all. I'll bring it back, but thank you.
Oh, yes, absolutely, Thelion. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, yeah.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank the both of you. Thank you so much. You know, I try to do my job the best I can.
I'm going to put in a good word for you with everybody I see.
Hopefully you get a promotion.
You know what? And for the both of you, I want to put a great word in for the lieutenant, for the both of you.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
Shut
up. Oh, it's my pleasure.
Thanks.
We're suddenly Canadian.
So then, as y'all are, and as the group is walking out, she gives Rock a dirty look.
What the heck happened between you guys, huh?
Rock, just say something nice to her. She's really nice.
Sorry.
Fuck you.
That was a good start, Rock. We'll work on that next time.
Yeah, let's do what we need to do. Maybe you can come back and apologize to her.
You didn't do anything wrong with
that. Exactly.
I don't even know what happened, so why are you apologizing? Never mind, let's just go, guys.
Sweet. Ready to go.
Okay, so everyone's ready to go. Boarding the patrol boat. Here we go. Several boats lie on the beach, ready for boarding. They look like peas in a pod, accurately aligned and painted in a drab olive green.
Cool.
What do y'all want to do?
Let's go find a cool boat and go upriver.
Boat trip.
All right. Who knows how to drive a boat?
I don't think I did very well on driving.
Oh, yeah. Who did the navigation? Well, I guess we don't need navigation. Yeah, we do. Who did the navigation thing with the maps and stuff?
Yeah, that was me.
Excellent, Rock. I knew that you were here to help us out in the best way possible.
I still can't drive this thing.
I tell you what. I will drive it, and you tell me where to go.
Okay.
And everybody else, look out for rocks and stuff to make sure we don't run anything over anything we're not supposed to.
I found a rock. Puts an arm around Rock, jokingly. All right. Climb on board.
It's time to go to bed. Good job.
No, it's a party boat. Let's go.
And good night.
Good night.
Damn mammals.
All right. So everybody gets on the boat. You have the a couple of soldiers that are hanging out there just acting as deckhands. They help you push the patrol boat into the water. And let's see here. One person must control the craft via a steering wheel and a crystal that controls a dragon shard in the aft section. But clearly the steering wheel is closer to the forward section of the ship.
Mm-hmm. I would say it's pretty much a port ship.
Christian Eichhorn, I love you, man, but that's totally inconsistent with a bunch of Navy people that are going to be playing this game. But okay, so let's see then. Thelion, you're driving.
Yep, and Rock is going to be navigating, and Ixelkur, or is it, how do you say that again?
Ixelkur.
Okay, Ixelkur. Got it. Ixelkur and Marlena will be watching out for rocks to make sure we don't run into anything that we're not supposed to.
Looking for rocks.
All right, so are you proficient with watercraft? I'll take that as a no.
Yes.
Okay.
I took a course in Boy Scouts, and I'm an elf, so yeah.
What kind of elf?
An elf elf.
Nope, you're not proficient.
I played with boats in the bathtub when I was a kid.
I never even seen a boat till I got to the ocean.
And I'm a bard, so I can talk a lot of shit.
I thought you were switching your character.
You haven't given me permission yet. No, okay.
Yeah.
So last week, Haley said to me, like, oh, yeah, you keep progressing and you're going to be a good ranger. That was not like, oh, hey, you're a ranger now.
I thought you said you wanted to be a ranger. That was a lead to get you to be a ranger.
Yeah, that was code for you're a ranger.
You're a ranger.
Now.
Thank you. Jeez.
Who's a rock now?
Leave the antisocial one here speaks code.
Hey, antisocial one, can I have some of your tots? Oh, wait, you don't have any.
No, I don't.
Okay, so everyone looks over the boat here. You can tell that it's made of metal and is of serviceable quality. The boats offer space for 8 soldiers, and let's just say for combat purposes, a boat has a swim speed of 30 feet, and there's a sheet metal roof that offers protection from the blazing sun. Basically, yeah, the Apocalypse Now patrol boats is what we're looking at here. There is a chance to repair the craft, so then that could be left to either Ezelkor or Rock?
Well, considering I have a swimming speed of 30 feet, just in case we have any accidents, I'll do it.
Okay, great. Ezelkor, you're the DC.
The turd chaser, I believe. Is that what you call him?
Well, I was calling him damage control, but okay.
Okay, yeah, my bad.
Okay, so y'all cast off, and you're going up the river. So the water is calm and murky on the distant river shore. Mangroves grow on the swampy land, while reeds cover large swathes of the approach. Many fins cut through the river surface, hinting at rich fishing grounds. Would it be fishing grounds or fishing waters?
Water.
No, fishing grounds.
Yeah.
Fishing grounds.
Yeah.
Sleek birds lunge into the water from the mangrove's thick branches. They carry their prey back into the treetops and vanish from sight.
Scary.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. Does anybody have cartographer supplies?
I have a healer's kit.
Okay.
No.
Nope. It's a river. It goes one way. Two ways, really. But we're only going one way on it.
I don't have anything.
The easy way.
All right, so then everybody's going up the river, and we'll say that you're heading up the river for about an hour. It's just really muggy. It's really dank. You smell the swampy bogness of the water.
Ugh.
Should we sing songs? Smell.
Smells like home.
We should sing songs to keep our spirits up. Rock, okay. You start.
Row, 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 down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, there we go. I was wondering who's going to pick it up.
I was waiting and jump in on that. I kind of wanted to sit there like Spock and start. Be like, join in, Spock, join in. I failed to understand the whole point of this whole song.
All right, let's see. Rock.
Yep.
Roll me a D10.
7.
All right. You take a look around, acting as a lookout, and describe what you see.
Lots of trees, water, still the fish. You said the river was it wasn't super wide, right?
I'll say it is somewhat super wide.
But can we see the shores on both sides?
Yes.
Okay. So just kind of scanning the shoreline, looking for,
bogies.
Any settlements or anything, but still just looks like just trees.
Did you say boogies?
Bogies. Bogies.
And boogies. You don't want those either.
Ew. All right.
Keep an eye out for Charlie.
All right, and Ezelkor, can you make me an intelligence check?
I sure can.
Well, then I guess we should call it a nature check. Yeah, let's go with a nature check.
Nature check.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's not as much as I thought that would be. That's a 12.
Okay, and with a 12, you begin mapping what you see around there. You remember one of the marching orders from Lieutenant Blunt was to map the area. Even a crude map is a boon to the mission. And you successfully mapped the area that you're looking at for now.
Hooray!
So just keep that in mind. Because you are now the navigator, you want to keep track of some good charts for the lieutenant. And make me a piloting check, Thelion.
Piloting. That's under P. That should be right after persuasion and right before religion, right?
Sure.
Nat 20.
I don't believe you.
You don't have to believe me for it to be the truth.
Fixer, it didn't happen.
Hey, these are these okie dokie dice rolling strong. First roll, nat 20, piloting. I'm like doing donuts in the water with my eyes closed.
And over the radio, everybody hears it can't get no satisfaction.
Merlina starts getting nauseous and seasick.
Can't touch this. Do, 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 do.
Fish hops in the boat.
just starts dancing around.
More realistically, I don't hit anything that I'm not supposed to.
In that case, roll me a d10.
Okie dokie. Hit it. Okie dokie dice. Okie dokie.
Love it. Excellent.
60.
With a 60, smooth sailing all the way for the first day.
Solid.
All right. So do y'all still keep going at night, or do you want to pull over somewhere, drop anchor? What do y'all want to do?
Do we have running lights? Do we have a spotlight on the boat?
Wouldn't that give away your position?
We're a patrol boat. We're supposed to be looking for things. We didn't have any intel. I don't think that there were like bad people around, and we're supposed to look for a patrol that went missing.
I'll ask this. Do y'all have a gnome with a tinkerer's tools or something?
It's in my pocket.
Well, I don't have tinkerer's tools, but I am a gnome.
Oh, the plot thickens.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I'm just going to magically check the supplies that we have, maybe look for a tinker's toolkit.
Okay.
What about prestidigitation? I know a guy once who blinded somebody with prestidigitation.
himself.
It was a famous bard back in the day.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he's awesome, right?
Overrated.
The story is that somehow he ended up blinding people because he was so powerful with his prestidigitation.
I heard he's a thieving dick.
Well, you know,
it's not wrong. This sounds like a bullshit story.
Anyways, I don't think we have any tinkerer's tools, but I do have prestidigitation. Maybe I can make a little light.
Wait a minute. You're still a bard? You're not a
I haven't ranger? Had time to change it over.
Well, you can do it now.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, great audio.
Yeah. Edit this silence out. Check. All right. What are y'all doing for camping? What are y'all going to do for overnight? Are y'all still going to go, or are you going to keep going to go to shore? What are y'all doing? I need to know.
Who's got dark vision?
I do. I'm an elf, remember?
Elf. I'm a deep gnome. I've got it. Beasel core.
I'm lizard folk. I don't.
I can give you dark vision if you'd like to work at night.
Sounded dirty.
Working on the night shift.
Well, if we want to keep going at night, it would make sense for us to have it. So,
again, I'm going to leave this open as much as possible to let y'all roleplay a little bit more.
All right. So, tell you what, let's keep going tonight.
Whoa. Everybody else except Lenny.
I'd say we anchor just.
And Alex. Floor. And Alex.
I say we just anchor offshore.
Good idea, Kitty.
Let's put an anchor offshore.
Why, look, it's a little sock puppet I made. Oh, God, we need to get to shore.
I didn't realize you could throw your voice like that.
Throw your voice. Fool your friends. Fun at parties.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everyone hears a patrol boat. Still going.
All right. Do you have dark vision?
I do have dark vision. Yeah.
All right.
We can just park it over here under this tree here.
Does the tree overhang the river a little bit?
Seems like it'd be good shelter.
All right. Well, I mean, you can sleep below decks if you want to, because there's a bottom part where we'll sleep.
I need to put my feet on land. Excuse me.
All right. Well, don't go too far.
I don't plan to.
Well, I'm just trying to look out for you, because I know that you're...
Yeah, you don't got to look out for me, man.
Well, you're injured. You just woke up. I'm trying to be nice.
Well, you're right. I'll stay close.
Thank you.
I see where the boat is. Yeah, I won't be too far.
All right. How far are you going?
Let's just say about 25, 30 feet away, just to kind of get some privacy and relax from being on a boat.
Okay, roll me a perception check.
Rolled a 15.
Okay, so with a 15, you hear a growl.
I freeze in my steps and try to scan the darkness with my dark vision and listen.
Okay, you're scanning with your dark vision, and you see a couple of stripes moving in between, like, the tall grass and the low-hanging trees.
Oh, shit.
Wait, like a Bill Murray stripes or like a tiger stripe? There's a big difference.
There's a big difference.
Yeah.
And there's a big difference. Unfortunately, you're not the one in this moment right now.
No.
No, you are correct.
Oh, Shit. I'm afraid to make any noise because it might attack me. Is it? I don't know. It's probably stalking me as food.
Oh, trust me. It knows you're there.
Yeah, and it's a... Okay. Can I cast a firebolt at it to scare it away?
You can try. Is that a ranged attack?
It's an instantaneous...
Yeah, roll an attack.
Okay. Rolled a 15.
With a 15, you aim right for the stripes, and then this tiger ferociously like leaps out in your direction. You have a chance to make one move. What do you do?
Jump back and scream.
Okay. Right. And the tiger is on fire nonetheless.
Oh no, a flaming tiger? No, this is not great.
Bruh.
It lunges at you with its claws, and that's going to be 16 to hit. Does a 16 hit you?
I'm trying to see it. It's
AC.
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Yes. All right. Oh, no. That's going to be
1d8 plus 3, so that's a total of 10 slashing damage to you, my friend.
Why,
as you see this ginormous flaming tiger pounce you.
Yeah, I think I'm dead, because that puts me -3, or -2.
I'm going to put you -3 and -2.
My max HP is 8.
Is it?
You're still level 1?
How are you still level 1?
That's what you gave me, dude.
Didn't everybody level up?
Nope.
We're all at level 4.
Alright, so then you're unconscious now.
Great. Back to the tent for me. Am I on fire?
And you were able to scream out once, like a ginormous cry for bloody help. And then from back in the boat, nobody hears anything else. What do y'all want to do?
We don't hear anything?
Well, you hear her scream.
Did you not hear my scream?
Yeah, I was going to say, so we do hear her scream, and I immediately look in the direction.
You look in the direction, roll a perception check.
I mean, what is my perception? There we go, okay. 21.
With a 21, you actively see a flaming tiger chewing on Merlina.
I draw my longbow and take a shot.
I thought you were still a bard.
No, I'm a ranger.
Okay. Take a shot.
Things changed in a hurry. I rolled a dirty 20.
Dirty 20 hits. Roll that.
1d8 plus 2, and that'll be 7 total.
7 total. With a 7, you knock the tiger with an arrow on its close to its mouth, enough to drive its mouth out of Merlina's head. Okay.
Excellent.
And seeing as how nobody else is doing anything, let's go ahead and roll for initiative.
Stick with this dice, man. This thing's rocking tonight, except for now.
Holy crap.
9 for Fillion.
21 for Rock.
16, Ezelcour.
9 for Merlina.
Damn, my initiative sucks. All right, Rock, you have the floor.
All right, so I hear the commotion of him rushing up top, and I kind of run up.
You come up topside as I release the arrow from... And you see it strike home to a tiger on fire.
Can you see the tiger?
So I can see the tiger now.
You can. Everybody now. Your movement was to see the tiger, yes.
You're welcome.
Perfect. So I'm going to shoot a firebolt. And 19, that'd be 24 to hit.
That hits.
And there will be 5 fire damage.
All right. The tiger is now toasty as well. All right. Ezelcour, you are up.
All right. And I am assuming I'm below deck too.
Correct.
Well, my curiosity is piqued because, you know, I just heard magic fire going off. And so I start making my way up.
Very good.
I'm like, what the hell is the commotion all about?
Flaming tiger.
What's for dinner?
It's just, great. Sorry, good.
They just for
flaming tiger. Is that code?
Just for curiosity's sake, what noise does it make? Magic fire.
Crackle, crackle, roar, crackle, crackle.
Pew. It probably doesn't smell too good either right now with all that fur burning. All that charred fur. Ugh.
We could be eating good tonight if we can get that tiger.
Too bad pelt's ruined.
Oh, so we're talking an actual burning tiger.
Yes.
Okay.
The tiger on fire in the woods, and we need to get Merlina back to the boat.
Yes.
These are things that need to happen.
These are things that need to happen. Well, then I suppose I'll go ahead and add to that. Well, I assume because the tiger is on fire, it's a light source and I can see it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, it is.
It is a torch in the night.
That's all I needed.
This tiger's on fire.
So I'm going to cast Moonbeam.
Oh, shit. Okay. Just, okay.
Go for it.
Why are you oh-shitting me?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Silvery beam of pale light shines down in a... Oh.
Go ahead, yeah.
Oh.
You called it? You're doing it now, man.
Are you getting ready to kill somebody?
No! No, I'm not doing this. You're not fucking making
now he's worried.
Again.
He's already down. She's already unconscious.
Exactly.
Don't yes. you know
what happened last time?
I'm really not going to be able to make noise, guys.
Causes double damage, I'm just saying.
No, this is a great idea, Jake.
Don't fail saving throw.
You called it, man. Got to do it.
God damn it.
Throw it off into somewhere else. Like, at the last minute, I realize I'm getting ready to fry one of my teammates again, and I throw it off into the woods.
See, this is why I like you on my team.
Or with the moonbeam. Well, no, with the moonbeam, I'll toss you this one, dude. But I'm going to give this one to you at a cost later.
Ooh.
So you put the moonbeam on the hindquarter of the tiger as opposed to like right on top of the tiger. So you avoid hitting Merlina.
Okay.
Making deals with the devil, Jake.
You got the eye of the tiger.
I get it.
Dancing through the fire.
The hindquarter of the tiger, at least.
The hindquarter. Because you can move it wherever you want.
Okay.
Talk to me. What are you doing?
I'm going to do exactly that. I'm going to aim for the haunch of this burning tiger and cast Moonbeam. And you need to beat. Roll a constitution.
And that is... Carry the one. A five.
That's a five?
Yep.
All right, it's taking full damage.
Great. What's the full damage, man?
All of it.
Oh, man. 2d10. Where's my d10? Right there. It's going to be a 7 plus 6, and then add my spell. But oh, that's nice. That's going to be a 19.
Ooh.
Wow.
Total? That escalated quickly.
Total.
Wasn't it 20? Okay. And you fry the tiger in this intense pain in its haunches, and it feels like it's immediately regretting its decision of going after Merlina. Next up is Thelion. You have the floor.
I want to run out to try to stabilize Merlina.
Okay, with the tiger still on top of her.
Oh, I shot the tiger off of her.
No, he just shot his mouth out of the way from closing in on her head.
Oh, well, then I run in with my longsword.
Alrighty.
I do not want to be Meow Mix.
Meow Mix, we deliver. I'm with you. I got your back.
Pretty much an accurate representation of how I'm being held by the tiger.
Okay, so then, Merlina, you said you walked about 20 feet away from the boat, right?
Yeah, about 25 to 30 feet.
20 feet.
Just behind the tree.
All right, so 25 to 30 feet, so that means...
No, she walked 20 feet away. I counted her steps. Okay. Walking, I was on.
Fine, I guess you know. You know everything.
I was about to put you in the far end of the boat, which would have meant you wouldn't have gotten within range.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. I'm glad you clarified that.
I did. I watched, because I'm on watch. I have the watch.
Okay, God!
She walked 19.83 feet away.
Okay.
Call it 20?
That clears it then. Yes, you reach the tiger. Yes.
Okay. And I strike the tiger upon its most exposed part with my longsword.
The entire tiger at this point is most exposed since y'all have literally burned all the fur off of it.
Oh, no.
I'm going to go for the neck then.
Alrighty.
That is a 23. Holy moly, these dice.
23 hits, my friend.
Yeah, all right. So it's 1d10 plus 3.
Oh, wait, so you're using both hands?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And that is 13 total.
13 total. Describe how you kill this tiger.
I leap off of the boat and I run in a sprint as I pull out my longsword right over top of Marlena because she's prone on the ground. The tiger is writhing in pain and I come down with both hands and lop its head off.
And that actually happens.
That's what happens.
That totally what happens.
That is so great.
Great. Then
I put my sword away and I get it. That was good.
No, it was great.
And I immediately try to stabilize Marlena. I have the healer's kit.
Okay.
And I'm right there.
Roll a medicine check with advantage.
Okay, thank goodness. All right. And plus 2 for medicine. That'll be a 15 total.
15 total. You bring Marlena out of it with 2 HP.
Yes.
Oh my God, I hurt. Where'd they get me?
Marlena has some cool, like, tiger claw marks across her shoulders.
Oh, what? Bitchin'.
She gets tiger claw marks?
Yep.
Shut up. You're the one who didn't want to leave the boat.
What are you talking about? I was on watch.
I can't wait to show Hallie. This is going to be great.
No, she's going to be pissed at me. You can't show her.
That's why I want to show her. You failed me.
All right, I help Marlena back to the boat. Maybe sleeping in the woods is not the best thing.
Yeah, I'm starting to second guess everything I do in life. This has not been my life.
All right, and so everyone heads back into the boat. And is anybody go? What's that? Rock?
Who's gonna cast cure wounds on Marlena?
All right,
Doing it the fancy way.
That'll be
much appreciated.
12 points. Or sorry, hold on. 10 points.
10 points. So does that bring you up to 8?
Gave me 8 points and I was revived to 2.
And then you got healed for 10. Does that put you at 8?
Puts me over 8, yes.
Okay.
We're good. I'm back up. Okay.
I failed math? That's impossible.
That's why I skipped it this summer. The heat's getting to me.
Why I laugh. All right. And so who's going to be on watch, or is everyone just going to go to bed? What are y'all doing?
Well, I'm an elf, so I can keep the watch. Okay. I should be okay.
I don't think I qualify for first watch.
I need to sleep this one off.
Yeah. We'll try again tomorrow.
All right. And so everybody sleeps, is on the watch, and everybody rests very well. Enough to now feel like you're at level 2.
That's what I'm talking about. Owning it.
Once again, everybody max out your HP for your characters.
Level 20. Got it.
Yeah. I think you added a 0 on that. You should scratch that off.
I don't appreciate your support in this argument.
Fine, you're right. I have no room to talk right now because I keep fucking up. He's all good.
And he saved your ass.
He totally saved your ass.
We all saved her ass.
Well, it is a nice ass. You got to save it.
It's
about Marlena, all I'm good for. It's that Marlena ass.
Wiggle bottom, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Gotta keep the family name.
Got an insurance policy on that ass.
I do. It's like J-Lo, except better. It's natural.
All right. So, So next morning, what do y'all want to do?
Wake up.
You wake up.
Grandma should put a little makeup. Hide the scars and fade away the shake up.
It's funny because you can say that now.
I know. It's perfect. It's coming full circle.
Hell yeah. All right, so then the boat is put back out to the water, and you're heading up the river. Let's see. Philion, make me a dexterity check.
15.
All right, Ezelkor.
Yes.
Would you like to do a another nature check, survival check?
I will.
Mapping check, cartography check.
I will, and I'm just so you know, I'm totally going to call that place that we were at Burning Tiger Bank.
Burning Tiger Bank.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mark that on the map.
Yeah, write that down. I'm not going to keep track of that shit.
I would have called it Coda's Curve.
Coda's Curve. Coda's
Curve. Did we bother taking the tiger carcass?
Yes. Of course we did. That's food.
Oh, good. Yeah. We get tiger jerky.
And
no,
tiger
you didn't call it before.
You didn't ask, but we took it, and we're telling you now that we took it. You just didn't ask before.
Well, I was busy brushing my hair and putting on a little makeup to hide the scars.
We thought you understood.
I don't think you trust in my self-righteous suicide, sir.
So that's a dirty 20 from me.
And everybody enjoyed tiger bacon this morning, too, so.
Oh, bacon! Without, well, you're welcome, you guys.
Daddy likes.
I'm the one who started that thing on the slow cooker, okay?
Instead of pork rinds, it's tiger rinds.
It's tiger bacon.
Yeah. Hey, did you at least save the tail?
I bet you tigers have pretty good backstraps.
Make them bootstraps.
Oh, backstraps.
Backstraps, yeah.
Thaliana's going to keep those for a later date.
Nope, you can't.
I can.
You didn't call it. You already ventured out. You got up the next morning and y'all didn't dispute, you know, already on the boat and taken off.
Right, because we brought the tiger on the night before.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't say you brought him on
there,
the night
before. You were pooping or something. I don't know where you were.
Eating grapes and drinking beer.
I don't know where you were.
But that's just my custom.
But we did these things.
You didn't roll for it. No survival checks, no nature checks.
We did. You didn't hear them?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not bad audio.
Wait, what was that?
We at least got the eye of the tiger.
Wait, what was that? About bad audio?
It was bad audio.
Okay. Speaking of which, I'm going to go ahead and cash in that star and say nope.
It was a good try.
Well, thank God this was the star, all things considered.
Okay, so y'all are cruising along on the boat, and the monotonous view of the mangroves is interrupted by an oddity. On the eastern bank of the river, you spot a patrol boat through the reeds. It lays dead still, nobody in sight.
I immediately cut power to the engine. The
engine slows down to a floating crawl.
And I point over. Does everybody see that boat over there?
Yeah. Roll a persuasion check to see if it's one of ours.
A persuasion check?
Or perception.
Okay. I was just asking.
Would you like to be the boat that we're looking for?
Found a bard.
All right. Roll that perception check.
Found a bard with charisma as his throwaway. Smart. So that's going to be a 21.
Yeah, you definitely notice that is the boat you were looking for. It fits the same match and make and everything of what you're riding in now. Rock, what do y'all want
to
do?
I say we check it out. We need to see what happened to the boat or if the people are still there.
Merlina?
I honestly can't make decisions, can I?
Yes, you can. You gotta make it now.
I'd rather stick with the group, whatever they decide.
Okay, you're deciding for them. What do you want to do?
I am.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what were the options again?
Whatever
anything
you want to
do. It's a role-playing game. You can do whatever you want to do. You can let it go and keep going upriver if you want.
We could go back and get the tiger if you wanted.
You can go back and totally get the tiger, go back to camp, report back to the lieutenant.
I'm you a little traumatized leave. By that. Can we just
ship and bail?
Well, aren't we supposed to be looking stuff for the cook and for Hallie and...
You can side quest all you want to. It's up to you. You're calling it for the entire team.
No pressure. Just make the right decision.
I say keep going upriver.
Sure you don't want to look at the boat?
All right, so then you're going to go ahead and go upriver, and let's see what else is coming up. Merlina, roll me a D10, please.
I'm going to make bad decisions for this group, aren't I?
You just did, but go on.
I did. I rolled a 9.
With a 9. Ooh, okay.
You I'm keep not going. Hyperventilating.
No. And going up the river, you continue on.
Told you I'd make bad decisions for the whole group. Don't leave it up to me.
You should ask the group, though.
I did, and no one said anything I wanted to do, they said.
No, he said.
That's what
I
said.
Yeah, he said that.
He said anything, what?
Yeah.
So we're still motoring along, and we're monitoring the shore for any kind of settlement or any kind of signs of inhabitants.
Or any of the stuff that you know they wanted us to look for, as far as nature stuff.
I'm not even sure about the herbs anymore that the cook asked me to look for.
Well, no, it's not the cook. It's the nurse, Hallie. She wanted us to look for certain plants and herbs, and we are going to find those and bring them back for her. And we're also looking for signs of inhabitants around here. We're supposed to contact them and make an alliance. That's why I'm scanning the shorelines on both sides for signs of inhabitants.
Oh, so I didn't pick a bad choice of trying to find the inhabitants.
No, but one of our other missions was also to look for the other patrol that has not made it back.
Won't we have to go back down the river to get back to camp?
I agree. I didn't want to talk about that now because I figured we'd make that decision on the way back.
So why is this a problem?
It's not. That's okay, why we're moving along.
Let's keep going. Okay.
Okay. Just to pause the game here for just a sec. Just to reiterate, the list of stated mission goals, secure an alliance with a settlement upstream. The expedition needs a steady stream of supplies and intelligence if they want to succeed. Number two, find the missing patrol boat and its crew. Help them if they are in trouble or report their status. Number three, map the area, even a crude map, as a boon to the mission.
Yep.
There you go.
Eagle Corps, maybe mark on your map where we saw the boat.
All right, working on it.
All right, roll that check.
That is going to be a 14.
14 passes. You marked it crystal clear.
Great. I didn't know I could draw.
All right, you're going up the river. Y'all smell burning wood.
This is... You smell something?
Coming from a southeasterly direction.
Okay. Can we tell which side of the river maybe it's from?
The east.
Is it just wood, or are they cooking some food?
At this point, you just smell like burning wood. It smells like a very strong campfire.
Can we see smoke?
You don't really see smoke right now. Something smells smoky. You really can't tell beyond that.
I would like to keep driving towards it. What does everybody else think?
Agree.
Agreed.
Campfire means potential locals.
You're not allowed to eat them, Jake. I mean, Easel Corps.
What's the difference?
We're supposed to make friends with them. Look at us role-playing.
Yeah, perfect, perfect. That's what I'm looking for.
I just sit in my shame.
You sit in your shame?
Shame, shame, shame.
Shame.
Her Agent Orange is acting up.
All right. In that case, roll me 2d10s.
9 plus 3.
Hmm?
Who's rolling?
You are.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So 9 plus 3, 12. No.
Getting in your shame.
Totally. Christian Eichhorn has a shame table?
No, this is from the DM's book.
Oh, okay.
So with a 93, and because of your shame, because you feel like you've made a bad call, you start to grow a lot more silent.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to sing some more songs to bring our spirits back up. Yuzelker, what do you got?
Good song choices.
Oh, you can't say anything.
Hey, little fella, I know just what you're thinking. Nobody gets you or sees what you could be. But pluck up your courage and turn that frown out. Soon we will eat this entire town up. Then they'll believe in my wizard pal and me.
Bravo.
That was amazing.
Definitely amazing.
Easelker, I think you've missed your call. You could have been one of the great bards.
Hey, let's form a band.
You could have been on the stage next to Adiago. Next to, not like maybe a little behind, but not. You could have been in the same arena.
All right, so then everybody goes to shore, and you bring the boat a little bit more aground just to keep it from floating away. It's secured, and you start diving into the woods. You keep going deeper and deeper into the woods, and you're using the sense of smell. Everybody roll a nature check.
Nature check. I got one of those at a 17.
7 for Rock.
24 for Merlina.
Oh.
I got a 22.
Merlina's basically a tree.
Mountain dwarves, we don't do well on water. That's why I tried to get on land. That didn't work for me because it's too close to water.
Yeah, you almost got ate by a tiger.
Yeah, I know. This is not good. This is. I need to stick to just being in the army, not the navy.
All right, so then everyone's able to navigate fairly easy through the woods, except for Rock, who is struggling tremendously with a 7. So, Rock, because you're seeing that you are so beyond your comfort level right now, go ahead and roll a D100. 2D10s, please.
19.
Total?
Yep.
Kind of impressive.
Yeah.
I am.
Does the table go that low?
Yeah, it does.
I'm short. What do you want?
Okay, because you're short, you feel a bit more overwhelmed, a bit more enclosed, you know, a little sense of claustrophobia just because of all the wild growth all around you, that you become incapacitated and you spend the next 8 minutes crying. It's like it's just too thick for you. You're feeling overwhelmed. It's not feeling right at all. And this is not right. This is totally uncomfortable. And it smells like you're walking towards some kind of fire or something. What if there is a fire in the jungle and you're going to be enveloped very quickly? What if you get separated from your group in the middle of this fire and then they're going to lose you and then they're going to panic and go in a separate direction from where the direction you're going and they're not listening to you and you're starting to feel like, wait a minute, this isn't right. Why are we going further into the woods? Why don't we get back on the boat? It's a lot safer on the boat. At least we can get away from trouble, but trouble's going to find you so quick. And these thoughts are running through your head right now. And Izzelkor, quick perception check, please.
That is going to be a dirty 20.
With a dirty 20, you notice something's up with Rock.
Do I need to sing to him, too?
Yeah.
That was rude.
Are you crying, too?
So the druid's not all right. The druid.
Oh, man. Thillian runs over and I ask him, Rock, you're okay, man. We're all together. We're all together. We're a team. We're going to make this, doing the right thing. We're going to make it out of these woods. And you're awesome. You're doing great things. You need a hug?
I feel you, bruh.
So, okay, so then this whole time, Thillian, it's like the guy has a 1,000-yard stare. He's just feeling a lot overwhelmed. You've seen it before plenty of times in previous patrols and everything. Shell shock.
Yeah, no, I know what to do. I know exactly what to do. Merlina, Izzelkor, yeah. Get over here. We need to get around him, all right? And I'm gonna tell you what to do when you get around him. Everybody around him now?
Yes.
All right, group hug, get in. Everybody bring it in. It's gonna be all right, Rock. It's gonna be cool. We're all here together as a team.
Yeah, wash the scars. Wash the scars.
Yeah, no, sorry about the tiger scars. Yeah, okay, those are cool. Okay.
Yeah,
but Rock, we got to get up. We got to keep moving. We got to find these. Locals, and we got to make it an alliance. I need you to focus on that. You good? Let's go.
And he still has another 7 minutes and 30 seconds left.
Want me to do prestidigitation?
I don't know. I'm out of options.
I can cast grease, and I could run around naked. Would that cheer you up? Be greased up this day. You know, like Klinger did. Yeah, after he got tired of the dresses, he just started running around before they shipped him back.
Right now, Rock's just catatonic.
All right, let's stay here with him for the next 8 minutes. And
anyone have a harmonica?
Don't play these games. Don't right. play these games.
Let's see. Everybody roll a medicine check. DC 10.
And 20 again on the same dice. Okie dokie's owning it tonight. I dedicate this episode to Okie dokie dice. We're bringing all of the awesome rolls for Thalian and the nat 20 on the medicine check for Rock. Thank you, yeah. Okie dokie dice.
Right. 16 on that.
Izzelkor.
That is going to be a 24 on the medicine check.
Okay. And so the four of you know each other so well. You know, you're a very tight unit, and you're able to bring Rock out of his little funk of madness. And congratulations. You are now able to move together as a group.
Yay!
Oh my God. The landmarks of this whole opportunity.
Give Rock a pat on the back and say, you're good, man. Let's go.
All right, let's go.
So everybody continues on. As you're moving more southwest.
I'm sorry, what? Where?
Southwest.
Did I say southwest?
You totally southwest. Did. Southwest.
We got it on audio.
Like Diane Weest.
I'm trying to talk and read at the same time. Holy cow. So you're going southeast.
Hey, did you see that new movie with Clint Eastwood in it? Sorry. I'm sorry.
No, that's great. I...
No. When Halloween comes around, we can all watch The Witches of Eastwick.
No more.
Read that book, How the Weast Was Won.
No! You're gonna kill me.
Okay, moving on. So you come across a camp You notice three half-orcs sitting around a campfire enjoying freshly roasted meat.
If it's tiger meat, I'm going to be pissed off.
They took our tiger!
Do these half-orcs look familiar? To clarify, I'm trying to, not necessarily the same ones, but just similar in dress and garb.
Roll like, a perception check.
Alright. 18.
With an 18, you know these are not the same characters you met before, considering that the other ones were orcs and these guys are half orcs.
But no, are they the like same garb or any other similarities or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, so this could be a different tribe.
Are they friendly?
I don't know.
Should we kill them and ask them?
Maybe ask first.
It makes no sense to kill them before asking them.
Isilcor, what do you want to do?
So I'm probably going to have to roll for this one, but like, are they dressed like druids or are they dressed like bandits?
I was going to say with Rock's roll, you can determine that they are neither.
Neither.
You correct the DM.
And you get another star by your
name. I didn't know you could earn stars in this game.
Wow, pick up the pace, y'all.
No, stars are a good thing, right? Stars are a good thing?
Yeah, that's what happened to Jake last time. He got a star by his name.
Solid gold.
Gold star for me.
Employee of the month.
When you're both the winner and the loser.
Oh. Because you're definitely not getting paid.
Oh, shit. She said you're just a slut, not a hoe.
All right, Isilcor, what are you doing? What are you going to proclaim for the group?
I don't know. Maybe we say we try to talk to them.
You're just looking for the easy way out, aren't you?
Be excellent life ain't to each easy. Other.
You're calling it, dude.
Sing to them.
We only got a couple of minutes left to record.
Right. So get your bow handy.
Done. And I also have on my helm of comprehending languages in case I want to listen to what they're saying.
Good start.
In case
comprehend
maybe...
languages is not the same as far hearing.
No, I agree. I'm saying when the time comes for them to be screaming in pain, I want to make sure I know what they're saying.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's be a little strategic about this. Keep your bow ready and stay behind the tree line. Merlina, just range spells, just something.
Yes, I heard you.
Keep it handy.
Okay.
Rock, you want to come with me and talk to these guys? Try to be peaceful?
You sure I'm the best one for that?
Yeah, oh god.
I'm good with it. Let's go.
Okay, so you begin walking up to these three half-orcs. And what are you doing to get their attention?
I'm just going to say, oh, look, people. We smelled smoke and we were just curious. Who are you guys?
And they look over at the three of you.
We're just some local guys here just enjoying a bit of nice freshly roasted meat. Who are you and your tasty little friend there?
Tasty friend. Well, I haven't tried him yet, but...
Yeah, that's a good one. I bet you have a lot of tasty stories to tell, too. You look like a carnivore. Come, sit by the fire. Enjoy some of our meat with us.
I'm going to go sit by the fire and enjoy some meat with these guys.
And Rock, what are you doing?
Going over there with them.
Okay, so y'all come over to the fire, you sit down, and... Isilcor, does a 19 hit you?
Yeah.
And that's going to be 1d6. It's going to be 5 points of slashing damage to you with a scimitar that the cultist pulls out.
Ooh. That's kind of a dick move.
Next up is the other guy, Rock. Can you make me a dexterity saving throw, please?
12.
All right. That fails. So now that's going to be 7 points of radiant damage from quick spell cast of Sacred Flame. And lastly, the third guy rolled a 4. Isilcor, does that hit you?
No.
Okay, it misses with its scimitar. So now we roll for initiative.
And Thalian make an action because he was off in the woods with his longbow ready to go.
Yeah, so
and he saw all the stuff go down and he wants to take a shot at the magic user.
Alrighty, go for it.
Okay. All right, rolled a 17 total. Does that hit?
That barely hits.
So yes, all right. Here's my D8 plus 2. I got a 7 plus 2, so 9. 9 damage to the magic user.
Okay. It has been annotated.
Oh, that's how we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
How far away are they?
Say 40 feet away.
That's convenient that they're just out of walking distance away.
Well, yeah, they walked.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm with you. That's cool. All right, so initiative rolls?
Yes.
Yeah. Or for Rock.
At fucking 20. Again.
You're not getting those at the right time.
You bet you don't get paid per moment you mention how awesome your dice are.
Not yet.
You're working on it.
Yet.
If it worked for PewDiePie and G Fuel, it might work for you.
Man. So 22 for Thillian.
Okay.
I got a 21 thanks to these okie dokie dice.
There you go. Ching. Now you're getting it. Ching.
Ching. Alrighty.
You have an okie dokie counter.
I do now. And Merlina, what'd you get?
That would be a 17.
17, son of a bitch. Okay.
Thank you, okie dokie dice. Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. Hell yeah. Alrighty. First up is Thillian.
All right, take another shot with my longbow at the magic user.
All right.
17 plus 6, so a 23.
That hits.
Damn. Oh, that damage could have been a little bit better. I got 5 damage total.
Okay. Yeah. It's not too shabby, though. Next up is going to be Ezelkor. This guy invited you to sit down with him. As soon as you sit down, he pulls the freaking scimitar on you. What do you want to do?
Oh, I'm so very disappointed.
Give him a negative Yelp review.
0 stars. I'm going to take out my quarterstaff, and I'm going to cast Shillelagh on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm not going to use that one yet, because I'm going to use Chill Touch against the one that cut me.
All right, go for it.
Okay. Nat 20.
Excellent.
Rolling 1d8. That's going to be a 7 plus my spell attack. That's going to be 13.
Times 2.
26.
All right. So seeking retribution for this a-hole who slashed at you, that a-hole just wilts into like this pruny looking, just obscenely nasty looking deformity that just completely begins to break down and turn into dust straight up. Oh, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade style, right in front of your eyes.
Yes, rot, you bastard.
That fucker falls dead. Next up is Merlina.
Yes.
You're pissed.
Yeah, because I saw the whole thing.
You saw the whole thing. You're like, fuck these guys. Fuck this jungle. Fuck the tiger. I just came here to party. What do you want to do?
Not only did you saw the whole thing, you seen it too.
Seen it.
Seen so much. Seen so. Witch Bolt.
You're casting Witch Bolt?
Yeah.
Excellent choice.
Yeah, which one?
The biggest, baddest looking guy there.
The biggest, baddest looking guy there.
Yeah.
The rock is on our side.
The gnome is the meanest motherfucker there.
Are you standing in front of me? Are you currently a target attacking our friends?
Oh. Okay, so you make a ranged spell attack against the biggest, baddest guy there, which is the cultist that tried to take a swing at Ezelkor and missed. So roll a d20.
Yep. Oh, fuck. 14?
Is that with your spell attack bonus?
What? Oh, plus 6.
So that's dirty 20.
Dirty 20. Yeah.
Solid.
Now you're playing Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, I guess I'm a little rusty. I'm getting there, guys. Die 12 times. Just do it. There it is. 11.
11. This beam of crackling blue energy lances out from your hand towards that half-orc that took a shot at your buddy, and you're just like, fuck this jungle, fuck a tiger, fuck these slashes, fuck all this bullshit, fuck this poison. You're getting tired. You are pissed, and you just lunge out this huge lance of lightning that obliterates and pulverizes that guy to just red mist.
Yay.
And let's see. Rock, Ezelkor, roll me a constitution safe throw.
Uh-oh.
17.
That's going to be an 18.
Okay, so both of you get splattered with red stuff all over you, and you're just like, fuck yeah, with a 17 and an 18 respectively.
I lick my eyeballs clean.
That's that gecko tongue, huh? Yeah.
I don't do that.
Next up is that spellcaster. And the spellcaster didn't like what y'all have done with his buddies there. Okay, it looks over at Ezelkor and it slashes at you with its dagger. See, that's going to be 30-20 to hit.
No, yeah.
Okay. So it casted Inflict Wounds. That's 3 plus 10 plus 4, 17 points of necrotic damage to Isilcor. You ruined my meal, he says.
Just wanted to talk.
Next up is Rock.
All right, I'm going to go to stab at him with my trident.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a 17.
17 hits.
4 points of damage. And then can I follow up with a cantrip?
Yeah, go for it.
I'm going to smack it with Firebolt.
All right.
That would be a 16.
16 hits.
And for 4 points of damage.
All right, still got some life left in him. Top of the order, Athelion.
Another longbow shot. All right, we're going to call that a 14 to hit.
Okay, that one barely hits.
Oh, excellent. That is 1d8 plus 2. 10 points, max damage. 10 points.
10 points?
Yep.
Oh, all right. Next up, Isilcor.
I'm going to take the Shillelagh quarterstaff, and I'm going to attempt to beat him across the head with it.
All right, roll it.
Rolling. Does a 16 hit?
Swing and a hit.
All right. So I'm going to do that 7, and then I'm going to add the Shillelagh damage.
Mm-hmm.
I rolled a 7, so...
Okay. And so with a 7, its head goes flying clean off. You knocked it out of the ballpark. Goes over the canopy of the jungle, and that's the last you see of that ugly mug's face. And congratulations, you just killed everybody at that camp.
Woo-hoo! Oh, if only I were level 6.
They had it coming.
They had it coming. All right, so everyone roll a quick perception check.
Mm-hmm. 12 for Thalian.
Okay, well, that's good enough. So as soon as the tension goes down, you do notice one person bound to a tree and unconscious, 10 feet away from the burning fire.
Do we recognize him or any of his clothing as one of our soldiers?
Yes, you do.
Let's get him down and try to heal him.
All right, so y'all get him down, heal him fairly quickly, and it's enough to get them to come to. So this guy, you know, you can tell he's also a half-orc as well. He's like,
oh, shit, man. Oh, fuck. Tell me they're dead. Please tell me you killed every single one of those motherfuckers.
Done. Gladly.
Oh, thank the gods. Thank you so much. Holy shit. The name's Hrug Vor, Private Vor. Oh, my goodness. You will not believe what these guys have done to the rest of the crew. I was the last one. I saw it all. It was the most horrible thing I've ever seen. These guys are cultists. They're bad news. And I saw them with my own eyes. They devoured the rest of the crew. Thank you so much for rescuing me. I just... Holy shit, man. This is wrong. This is so fucked up, man. I want out of here. I so want out of here.
And everybody, roll me a charisma saving throw, please.
Oh, hell.
23? Oh. Is that... That's good.
Yes.
Right. 20 for Merlina.
16.
19 for Rock.
Damn.
Okie dokie, man.
Yeah, that's these right. Dice are great. They roll nice.
Ooh, all right. Okay, all of you were able to save from suffering from short-term madness of hearing the news of cannibalism.
Even me?
Even you, because you're in the army now.
Okay.
The army.
Let's see here. Ooh, shit, that is horrible. So you see this guy, he's losing it. He is very, very nuts at this point. You see his eyes darting back and forth. He's like,
look, man, I don't know what y'all are all about, but just shit, man. I can't face anybody else. I can't look at anyone else. I'm afraid they're all going to judge me all the time now as the only survivor and didn't do enough to get out of here and kill these guys, man. I'm telling you, everyone's going to judge me, man. I know it.
He's going fucking crazy. In this time, you're able to get him back on the boat, and you make your way back to camp.
Are we able to stop by the other patrol boat and tow it back?
Let's see. Let's do a quick survival check, everybody.
Okay.
DC 17, since y'all rolling so fucking high.
I know. Yeah.
24, or 22, excuse me.
19.
18 plus 4 is 22. I'm telling you, man, this dice is on fire tonight.
Yep.
Not meat.
It's hard to touch it.
18.
Okay, so 3 out of 4, that's enough. So I think what y'all can do, y'all can tow the other patrol boat. And I think that's where we're going to end tonight.
Ooh, we made
solid.
It.
Solid.
Well, you made it out of the camp. You haven't made it back to base camp.
No, I mean, we made it to the end of the session.
All right.
Didn't die. Yay.
You did. Ish.
I was unconscious.
There was no death saving throw.
There was no death saving throw. Yeah.
Just resting.
And I think with this part of the story, I'm going to go ahead and everyone's going to climb the rank to level 3.
What?
Yeah.
Aw, man, like, I got to change the stats again.
It's good like thing 500 more hit points.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think at this point, everyone has that third level bonus.
Oh, that was good. This was a good session.
Yeah, good job, everybody. Hold a big W there.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm really surprised that magic user was able to like keep functioning with 3 longbow arrows.
Yeah, just barely. Them. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Sean Bean was able to do it. I think we can do it.
Cool. All right. Well, I will talk to you guys later.
Yeah, sounds good.
Have a good night, guys.
Bye, guys.
Good night.
All right. Until next time.